great big opening of Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford, who just, by the way, by appointment, is giving free safety inspections to any Ford vehicle that pulls on the lot. Very limited access or schedules for walk-ins or drive-ins. Call for an appointment. They're doing it through 2 o'clock today. The number is 623-842-8707. You need a little incentive to get the free safety checks. The first 100 people to get a complete safety check will get 2 free tickets to see the Diamondbacks versus the Dodgers at the game on June 14th. So how can you beat that? We've got a full sports lineup. Luis Gonzalez will be here a little bit later talking about how do you teach triplets all to drive at one time and be safe. I was giving a safety presentation at the Central Arizona Project Employee Safety Week, and their number one safety suggestion was keep your eyes on the road and your head out of your apps.
I love it.
We are here with very special guest, Mr. Al McCoy. If you'd like to visit with Al, you can get a chance by dialing right now. We don't have him for very long. He's got to make an appearance at the bigger event going on just outside the doors. 1-888-767-4348. The legendary, the Hall of Fame, the one and only voice for the Phoenix Suns. Mr. Al McCoy, you even had a fan here waiting for you this morning with a basketball.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Rosie. And, of course, Safety Day is a big day here at Sanderson Ford. And what a nice day it is outside. Boy, this is beautiful. The wind has gone down. It's great.
That wind yesterday was something else, wasn't it? Al, when were you introduced to Sanderson Ford?
Oh, boy. I would hesitate to even say how many years it has been, but I think initially I was working at a radio station called Crux, K-R-U-X.
I remember it.
One of the Crux good guys.
AM and, 1360 on the
right,
dial, right?
That's right. Yep. And David Kimberly, who, of course, now, as we know, is the president of Sanderson Ford, was, I think they called them yard boys. They used to move cars around. And so I got to know David because all of our news vehicles at Crux Radio in those days came from Sanderson Ford. And then through the years, on and off, I've had the pleasure of being a spokesman for Sanderson. So, obviously, it's a great relationship. And to walk in now, and you're in the business, the remodeling that they've done here at Sanderson is just fantastic. They just keep going on, serving the community better and better. And the new look here at Sanderson Ford's terrific.
I thought the old building looked good. And then you walk in the new building. But really, any living room with lounge chairs that you can park 8 Mustangs in is a good space, right?
And you know the amazing thing, and I've said this so many times through the years, and now it's, I think, more important than ever. Everything here is new except the people and the way they do business, because I can't think of any car dealership I've ever seen where you walk in and here's one guy that's been here 18 years, here's another that's been here 12 or another 15. And so a lot of new things, but certainly a lot of the same things that have made us so proud to be involved with Sanderson Ford.
Well, one of the things that makes me proud of being involved with Sanderson Ford is all their give back.
Mm-hmm.
Their give back.
And
their
today's a typical example.
Today's a great example. Yeah. Free inspections for any Ford vehicle right here on the lot at Sanderson Ford. And then they're actually going to have the Luke Air Force Base firefighters doing free car seat, child
for kids,
car
yeah.
seat
mm-hmm.
safety checks, inspections,
so
and advisory sessions. So that's from 10 to 2. The safety inspections go 7 to 2. So you get introduced to Mr. Kimberly as he's moving cars around in the 70s. And you've got three boys. Now, when did you have to teach them how to drive?
Well, my three boys all went to Alhambra High School, and they, of course, like most particularly young boys, couldn't wait to get that learner's permit and the driver's license, and they started on a Ford. I'm trying to think, Wasn't there a little Ford Fiesta? Wasn't that a little small car at one time?
And this
that
would,
might have been their
this
first.
Would be when?
Well, I think it was probably back in the 60s, okay. If anybody remembers things back in the 60s.
Well, I remember, about 65 was really the birth of the Corvette, and 67
well, right.
the birth
yeah.
of the Mustang, mm-hmm. and all the muscle cars of the 60s. Yeah. That was a great time to learn how to drive a car.
That's right. And as so my sons grew up on Fords. As a matter of fact, my one son just has a new Ford Edge, which he's really enjoying right now. But, teaching boys how to drive really isn't a very big project, because most boys are so anxious to get behind the wheel of a car that when they finally get that driver's license, they're pretty much ready to go. But the safety things are the important part, I think, maybe of a learning process for young drivers, and that's a little bit of a challenge.
Just a personal little goon story on myself. Back then you would hire high school teachers to come and pick you up in the afternoon, and they'd ride around with mm-hmm. you, and it was driver's ed
right.
on the road, and I remember my driver's ed teacher. He was our geography teacher, and we got in the car, and I had driven quite a bit. My dad was very, very liberal with car keys,
mm-hmm.
and we lived kind of out on the edge of town, so if somebody needed to run to the Safeway, the closest one was like 9 miles away. He was very generous with the keys, and
good.
So I'd been driving for a couple of years by the time I'm in the car, and we're driving down the road, and we're at the dog leg curve of Tatum Boulevard heading north, and he looks at me and says, well, you're pretty comfortable behind the wheel, aren't you? I said, yeah, we drive on the dirt roads a lot. And he says, well, how do you feel when another driver passes you on the road? And I said, I have no idea. I've never let it happen.
Good. Good beginning.
We got back to school. He handed me the report, and he says, well, you got a 92, but I'm going to fail you until you fix that attitude about getting passed.
Right.
I had to wait like two more months.
Ah.
So just one more example of my smart aleck attitude getting me in trouble.
Uh-oh.
So, well, Al, what are you in store for the rest of the day here? Y'all got a presentation
well,
out here?
Well, yeah, I'm going to go over on the other side and see what's going on with Safety Day. As you know, the sun season is over, and so I have to get readjusted to home life again after
yes.
6 months of being on the road and traveling all over the country. So it's a little different.
And I imagine of all the seasons you've done, 40-some seasons with the Suns.
I just finished my 44th year, right?
Yeah, and I would just have to guess this had to be probably one of the tougher ones you've done.
I would admit that it was frustrating because so many different things happened. Obviously, in any sport, injuries are so, so important. And I think with basketball, probably more than any of the sports, because there's so few players. It's not like baseball or football or hockey. You have five guys that are out on the floor, and if you have injuries to key players, it's so hard to overcome. And that hit the Suns early, and then it was just tough to keep going and get back. I mentioned on our last few broadcasts of the Suns that I did give the guys on the team a lot of credit because they were shorthanded, they had injuries. But even going right up until the last game the other night, they still came out and gave an effort and played hard. And really, that's all you can ask. But frustrating, yes, because obviously every year you start with high expectations, and the Suns had those, but the early injuries changed things in a hurry. So now, that great line, just wait till next year. That's what's coming up.
Now, I haven't really watched basketball since I was living at home, and that was back when you still had
shame on you.
Kevin Johnson at
right.
point guard. You had Barkley. You had Dan Majerle, Long Range Ainge. And we had the opportunity to go to a Suns game against the Utah
mm-hmm.
Jazz 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I think more than injuries, I know what happened. They changed the intro. What happened to na 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 na? I had been telling my kids the whole drive about how much fun the intro is, and we got there, and they're like, "I'm like, this isn't it. This isn't that." I think they need to go back to the old
the lights.
Well, you're probably talking about the 1993 team that went to the NBA Finals and played Chicago in the finals. That was the team that you mentioned, and, of course, that was a great year. The Suns have been in the NBA Finals twice, and, of course, the ironic part about that is in the whole history of the NBA. There have only been two triple overtime games in the NBA Finals, and the Suns have been involved in both. The first was in 1976 in Boston Garden, and the second was in 1993 in Chicago. And, you know,
wow.
When the season ended, obviously it was frustrating, as we mentioned, and you have to kind of go back and think about positive things. And sometimes we forget that in the history of the Suns, they are still the fourth winningest team in the NBA, what some people might feel amazing. The Lakers, San Antonio, Chicago, but the Suns are still the fourth winningest team of the NBA, and they're anxious to get back on that winning track, for sure.
And by way of interesting statistics in the NBA, the NBA kind of had a record-setting week just this past week.
Well, it was unbelievable. The last night of the NBA season, and the Suns won their game, two fantastic things happened. And it was kind of ironic that you bring it up, Rosie, because on our pregame show Wednesday night, I asked our young coach, Earl Watson, I said, if you had the opportunity to get tickets to two games tonight, I want to know which one you'd take. One game was in Oakland, California, where the Golden State Warriors were attempting to win their 73rd game, which would be an NBA all-time record of most wins in a season. The other game was in Los Angeles, where Kobe Bryant was finalizing his 20 years in the NBA. Which one of those tickets would you take, and which one would you go to?
Tough call.
It was a tough call.
And either one would have been a right call.
Yeah, right. He picked Kobe. I probably would have picked the other one, but it was a huge night in the NBA for those two games. Unbelievable. And, of course, Kobe had 60 points that night, and as we all know, Golden State won their game and established a new record, 73 wins, only 9 losses.
That's fantastic. Mr. Al McCoy, legendary Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns.
Now, I have your autograph from your autobiography, that one broadcast
we
did.
The Real McCoy.
The Real McCoy. But you know what? I think I need your autograph in this segment where you were on air with us, and I'll frame that as a celebrity joining us live on programming. Thank you, sir.
Well, it's always great to be with all of you and Rosie here, who does such a tremendous job. And of course, great to be here on Safety Day at Sanderson. No question about it.
Thanks a bunch. And we've got Art on hold wants to talk about heat pump. Paul wants to talk about, do we have to take that call?
Yep.
He wants to talk about sewer roaches.
Well,
He's going to wait. And then we have Art here, who's actually come live, building a new home and has some questions we're going to answer. We're going to bring him on live. So, Mr. McCoy, again, thank you very much. You
Rosie,
have a great day.
Oh, thank you. Good to see all of you. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of people out here today on Safety Day at Sanderson 4. That's super. Great to be with you, Rosie.
Let's make sure that happens. Right. Thanks again.